time now for a pop culture pop quiz. Fill in the blank. Candy-coated popcorn, peanuts, and a prize. That's what you get in...
Lip-smackin', whip-crackin', patty-whackin', ink-a-knackin', syllabar-rackin', gallop-a-whackin', cracker-jackin', cracker-jackin'.
Okay, you knew the answer. But did you know that Cracker Jack is more than 100 years old? It was introduced at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair by one F.W. Ruckheim. As legend goes, a salesman sampled the sweet and salty concoction and proclaimed, "That's a Cracker Jack," which in the late 1800s meant that you really liked something. Turns out people really did like Cracker Jack, and it became one of the most popular snack foods ever. Each week, our series, Present at the Creation, explores the origins of American icons. Today, NPR's Susan Feeney explores how even the crunchiest icon can get a bit stale.
It was 1968, the glory days of Cracker Jack, when Robert Sacowitz took Pam Zotterer back to Cambridge for the Harvard-Yale football game. In his pocket, burning a hole, was a sizable diamond and platinum engagement ring. Then it hit him. He'd propose with the help of Cracker Jack.
Went down, got a box, put the ring in, sort of shoved it far down into the box, and went back up to the game.
Things seemed to be going well at first. They sat there on the 40-yard line. The lead went back and forth. Harvard, then Yale, then Harvard. Sacowitz was doubly nervous, of course. He kept one eye on the game and one on Pam as she munched down through the box. Then suddenly...
she threw the box in the air as we scored a touchdown. So I grabbed the box out of the air so it wouldn't go someplace else. And then later on, she dug down and found the ring.
And what was her reply?
It was yes.
But the fairy tale didn't last. Not for the couple, and not for Cracker Jack.
I'm divorced now. We were divorced some time ago, so I guess you could say that my relationship and love for Cracker Jacks outlasted the marriage.
America's love affair with Cracker Jack spanned two world wars, the Depression, the Cold War, Vietnam, even disco. But these days, just try finding Cracker Jack in the grocery store. At one Safeway in Dunkirk, Maryland, Cracker Jack has been exiled to the bottom shelf at the end of the snack food aisle. Two lonely bags nearly lost behind the Tootsie Rolls.
Cracker Jack's, if anything, it's an icon, but maybe it's just a little bit tired.
Jeff Cantor analyzes the food industry, including Cracker Jack, for Prudential Securities.
It's a small component, you know, in the snacking category that goes into the billions and billions and billions of dollars. You know, it's a small part of the overall pie.
Today, much of that pie comes from Frito-Lay, the Texas-based snack food giant that makes Fritos, Doritos, Cheetos, and lots of other Eatos. Frito-Lay purchased Cracker Jack from the Borden Company in 1997, and Borden purchased the original Cracker Jack Company in 1964. Frito-Lay spokeswoman Lynn Markley.
Every day, we air pop 10 tons of popcorn, we use 3,000 pounds of caramel, and 15,000 pounds of peanuts. So you multiply that over the year, and you have 20 million pounds a year of Cracker Jack.
But all that adds up to just 1% of Frito-Lay's total snack sales. Markley says those sales have held steady since 1997 at $40 to $50 million a year. Others might say sales have been flat, despite aggressive marketing and a certain song that plays in the seventh inning in most major league ballparks. And it's at the ballpark where, for Cracker Jack, time has stood still.
Cracker Jacks, get your Cracker Jacks, yeah, Cracker Jacks!
It's a sunny Sunday afternoon at Yankee Stadium. The Oakland A's are in town, and it's a sellout crowd as usual. Robert McKay, a vendor for more than 20 years, has just sold 16 boxes of Cracker Jack in under 20 minutes at the steep price of $5 a pop.
You hold it up, it's their favorite, and they will just ask for it. And basically, that's all you have to do. I mean, I wasn't even selling hard, as you could tell. Walking around, Cracker Jack's hand goes up.
McKay, by the way, is the reigning Cracker Jack Vendor of the Year. He only held the competition once 2 years ago, but he won, in part by writing a Cracker Jack song.
Who can make the corn pop, cover it with goo, roll it in the toffee and caramel too, the Cracker Jack Man, oh, the Cracker Jack Man. Sammy Davis, love you, baby.
I don't come to very many games, so I feel like if I'm at a Yankee game, you have to have Cracker Jacks because of the song.
That's Sally, a Cracker Jack fan from North Haven, Connecticut. She and her friend Sue, who also declined to give her name, say they never buy Cracker Jack at the grocery store.
I just buy them here at Yankee Stadium.
You gotta have them while you watch a ball game.
Part of the Cracker Jack allure has always been the prize inside. Julian Vaccaro, an 11-year-old Yankees fan from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, is digging and digging to find the prize in her box.
I didn't see one.
But she plunges back in. Would it be a toy plane, a pocket pinball game, a joke book, a tattoo, maybe one of the real ruby rings they tucked inside for a special promotion back in 1998?
But there it is. It's a card. It's a mini. It's a small baseball card.
You don't seem very excited.
Jillian is being polite. The card, about the size of a postage stamp, features a player from the Mets. Many young fans agree that the prizes have lost their cool. 15-year-old Steve from Long Island bought a box and didn't even bother looking for the prize.
Terrible. It should have like toy cars and real cars in here. Instead of these little sticker things, real cars.
Frito-Lay's Lynn Markley says the surprise is designed to last just 3 seconds. She calls it an instant play experience.
We work really hard to decide what is relevant to kids today. The prize inside the Cracker Jack bags are geared to children 6 to 12. We do consumer focus groups with children, and they tell us that, hey, you know, this we love the snacks, but we also want the prize.
Indeed, if Cracker Jack sales are not what they used to be, it's not for lack of trying. Over the years, the custodians of Cracker Jack have tried Cracker Jack peanut butter, red and green Cracker Jack at Christmas, Cracker Jack as ice cream topping. In the 1970s, the company even tried a new theme.
You call that kid a Cracker Jack.
Recently, even the boy and his dog on the box got another makeover.
We added a smile to Sailor Jack and to Bingo.
Lynn Markley's a little touchy about the latest development. More and more, Cracker Jack is sold in bags. The idea is to keep it fresher, longer. And it's a big job, preventing this century-old American icon from going stale. Susan Feeney, NPR News.